Page 159. Fairyland.
My name is Martha Halley, and I'm the costume designer for A Midsummer Night's Dream. Often the fairies become more of a humans in exile, humans that have become feral because they've been living in the woods for so long. And that's not what Sandy wanted. He was clearer than he wanted to create a group of magical creatures that we've never seen before. So I started to get interested in the idea of, well, if they're not human, what would their skin look like? And I thought maybe that would be the jumping off point for me in terms of how to design for them. So I started not at the drawing table, I started in the fabric stores because I wanted to see what I could use out there for fabulous magical skin. And I started looking at some things that have a lot of animal prints and thinking, well, what could we do to these to turn them into fairy skin? And that seemed to be going in the right direction. And then we had to think about, well, what do we do with their hair? And so we started thinking about creating, using hair in a new and creative way and combining it with things like, things that look like moss and things that look like dry leaves. Eventually we started thinking about, well, we have Titania's fairies and we have Oberon's fairies, and maybe we could make them look different. So we started talking about Titania's fairies coming from the sky, from above ground, and maybe they're lighter in color and texture. And Oberon's guys are a little stronger, and maybe they come out of the earth. So they represent earth and moss and dried leaves and mud. And that helped us a lot because then it allowed us to have some variety in the looks.
Copyright Delaware REP.